It's the All Songs Considered Plus One podcast. Be there.
I'm Bob Boylan. Are you a musician looking to be heard? Well, today on our Plus One podcast, we have something for you and something hilarious for everybody else. It's the Martin Atkins Minute. Martin Atkins is a fabulous drummer. I first heard Martin with Public Image in the late 70s, early 80s. Turns out he's also a funny and poignant thinker on the music business, and he has a few books worth getting if music performing is your thing or you just want to read something funny. Welcome to the music business. You're Eft is the current book. Recently, I heard Martin speak at a music conference in Denver where he made an audience of music biz people laugh an awful lot. And afterward, I asked him if he'd like to start telling his tales on our show. And so with the help of his students at SAE in Chicago, they let this guy run a program on the music business at this audio engineering school. Anyway, he and his students put together this lovable tale on ways musicians need to be thinking so their music will get heard. It's the BlackBerry Jam scam.
I used to teach up in Madison, Wisconsin, and one day I walked into class and one of my students is sitting there in the front row with a jar in front of him, like a defrosting homemade jam jar kind of thing. So I walk up to him and I'm like, "Hey, what's the jar?" And he said, "This is my own homemade organic BlackBerry jam." I'm like, "Wow, bring me some next week and I'll up your grades." Next week I walk into class and there he is with another jar, my jar, of defrosting homemade organic BlackBerry jam in front of him. And I think, yes, this teaching thing is finally starting to pay off. So I walk up to him and as I reach out for the jar of jam, he reaches behind him and things register as being off kilter a little bit, but I continue to reach out for the jar and he continues to reach out. He's pulling something out from the belt, the back of his pants, and everything goes into slow motion. What is happening? And my worst fears are confirmed as I see his hand and the silver object in his hand. It's a demo. And I start to panic. I'm like, no. What can I do? And I'm kind of, my hands are sweaty and I'm trying to think, Martin. And then it comes to me. Take the demo. Take the jam. And on my drive back to Chicago, I'll wind down the passenger window and throw the demo out the window. Because, you know, even a well-recorded demo with amazing guest musicians recorded really amazingly in an awesome, expensive studio isn't a gift. For someone like me, I'm a producer and a songwriter, and when I hear your music, it doesn't make sense to me. How can it? Because I've never heard it before. And so the pieces come at me like, oh, wow, here's the hook. Wow, and then I think 30 seconds later, how could that be the hook? Because it's never happened again and never will happen again. That's not a hook. And here comes this really loud synthesizer. Why is the synthesizer so loud on every single song? And my insides are churning and this piece of the song is too long. And all of these pieces bounce around inside my head and my heart and my stomach until they make sense. So your demo, even your well-recorded album and your music, isn't a gift to me and people like me. It's an imposition. So I finish class and I put the more defrosted pot of jam on the passenger seat of my car. And I'm a little bit worried about the condensation, but I've scotch-guarded the seats of my car, so I think everything will be okay. And I put the demo next to the jar of jam. Drive back to Chicago through the tolls. And I guess, I don't know if I was tired driving or excited about the jam, which is sad, but I get back to Chicago. I live down by the White Sox. And I've forgotten to wind down the window and throw the demo out the window. So I kind of shrug, go in the house. I put the jar of jam on the kitchen table and I put the demo next to it. As I put my foot on the first step of the stairs going up to bed before I turn out the light, I kind of say, "Night, night, jam. T TikTok demo. TikTok. Because tomorrow morning, I'm going to eat the jam and I'm going to destroy the demo. I go up to bed. The next morning, I come down the stairs and there's the jam, fully defrosted, kind of waiting for me. And if a jar of jam could smile, it would be smiling. And there's the demo sitting on the table. I put a couple of pieces of toast in the toaster. And then I pick up the jar of jam. And as I open the jar, it makes that sound that sealed jars make when you open them. And I get this waft, this fragrance of homemade organic blackberry jam and love. Love. And there's the demo sitting on the table, laughing at me if demos could laugh. The toast pops up. I get some butter from the refrigerator and I start to spread the cold butter on the hot toast. And I look at the demo, TikTok demo, TikTok. And I get a spoon and I put the spoon in the jam, and it's not like store-bought jam when you could put that spoon right in the middle of the jam and it would still be there right in the middle, standing up straight 5 years from now. The spoon is more like a member of the Spice Girls, not able to stand up on its own. And the jam is really runny, and as I stir it around, I get that fragrance again, the blackberries and the love. And there's the demo. I take the spoon and I spread some jam on the toast and take a bite. And I'm screwed. Because now I have to listen to the demo. But here's my question to you. What's your blackberry jam scam? Because if you don't have one, your music, the things you do, aren't getting any attention.